why don't we all think the same? Summary: our brains evolved to see things differently. Divergent thinking helps us survive, adapt, and thrive. Full article: it happened in an instant. A cyclist weaving through traffic on a downtown street suddenly veered sharply to the right. Tires screeched. A pedestrian screamed. The bike clipped the curb and crashed to the pavement, the rider skidding to a halt near a mailbox. People froze. A few rushed over. Within minutes, sirens wailed in the distance. Later, when the police interviewed witnesses, their accounts didn't match up. "She just stepped right into the bike lane while texting," one man said. "No way," a woman snapped. "That guy was flying, didn't even try to slow down. I think they were both distracted," offered a third. "It was like a collision waiting to happen." Three individuals. One event. Three perspectives on what occurred. So who was right? Perhaps all of them. Perhaps none. This wasn't merely a case of faulty memory or poor vision. It was a classic example of how no two minds perceive the world similarly even when they are standing right next to each other. This isn't just about attention or memory, it reflects how human minds are wired. The reason we don't all think alike has roots in evolution. And it's not a bug, it's a feature. From an evolutionary perspective, variation in thought is a strength. Natural selection does not only favor physical traits, it also shapes cognitive diversity. Our ancestors faced various challenges: hunting strategies, social alliances, and interpreting threats. Those who could interpret situations differently from others sometimes survived when the majority made mistakes. That divergence in perspective often meant the difference between survival and demise. The pressures of group living fostered a division of cognitive labor. In any tribe, some members tended to be cautious, while others exhibited more daring tendencies. Some concentrated on long-term planning, whereas others were alert to immediate dangers. This combination enabled groups to adapt flexibly to unpredictable environments, Wilson, 2002. Our brains filter the world through biology and experience. The visual system does not record reality like a camera. Instead, it interprets sensory input, influenced by expectations, past experiences, and emotional states. Two people can watch the same scene, but see differently because their brains emphasize different details. The brain constructs reality using predictions based on previous encounters. These mental models prepare us to respond quickly, but also introduce bias into our perceptions, Barrett, 2017. That's why one person sees a reckless cyclist while another sees a distracted pedestrian. Both view the world through the lens of prediction and experience. If evolution aimed to make us efficient, why wouldn't it shape us all to think alike? Sameness is perilous. If everyone in a population reacts to threats identically, a shared blind spot could annihilate the group. Cognitive diversity mitigates risk and boosts the likelihood that someone will respond effectively. Traits like openness to experience, reward sensitivity, and cognitive persistence exist on a spectrum for a reason. A highly open person may generate creative solutions, while a more cautious individual might detect threats that others miss. Each trait has adaptive value depending on the situation, Kaufman, 2013. This variation extends to how people assess social situations. Some lean towards stability and order, while others value novelty and change. These are not flaws, they are inherent differences that help groups adapt and survive various challenges. Humans require a shared baseline of reality to function as societies. However, even this is subject to negotiation. Facts are not entirely objective, but are filtered through culture, context, and interpretation. Disagreements over facts may seem dysfunctional, but they can also drive progress. The coevolution of consciousness and culture enables us to argue, reflect, and innovate. Our disagreements are not mere noise, they are how new ideas emerge and old assumptions are tested, Dennett, 2017. We live in an era characterized by political division, algorithmic echo chambers, and widespread misinformation. It is tempting to perceive those who disagree with us as irrational or hostile. However, in many instances, they view the world through a different set of filters: biological, emotional, and experiential. Instead of demanding consensus, we should appreciate constructive disagreement. It's not a threat to progress, it's the engine of it. From a single bike accident to global challenges, viewing things differently encourages us to think, adapt, and move forward. Wilson, D.S., 2002. Darwin's Cathedral, Evolution, Religion, and the Nature of Society. University of Chicago Press. Sam Goldstein, Ph.D., is an adjunct faculty member at the University of Utah School of Medicine and co-author of Tenacity in Children. Life never gets easier. Fortunately, psychology is keeping up, uncovering new ways to maintain mental and physical health, and positivity and confidence, through manageable daily habits like these. How many are you ready to try? Self-tests are all about you. Are you outgoing or introverted? Are you a narcissist? Does perfectionism hold you back? Find out the answers to these questions and more with Psychology Today.